Travis Johnson considered joining a local gang when he was in middle school. By the time he started high school, a rival gang noticed Johnson hanging out with other gang members. They tried to beat him up at a school dance his freshman year. That convinced him to walk away.
And I didn't want, you know, somebody finding out where I lived at, maybe shooting up my house or kidnapping my sister or something, you know, just something wild so they can get more street cred, so to speak. And I thought carefully about who I made my friends.
Johnson changed high schools to get a fresh start. That's when he also took up glass blowing. The person who convinced him to give glass blowing a try is Greg Piercy. He's the operations manager for Hilltop Artists. Today, Piercy's at the hot shop at Tacoma's Jason Lee Middle School. Sixth period has just ended.
Bead makers, come on guys, wrap it up. Make sure all your tools are numbered though. They go in the numbered box, all right?
Piercy is a supportive, but no-nonsense kind of guy.
You guys are awesome today, by the way.
Good job. Yeah, awesome!
What are you digging in that for? What do you have in your hand? Why? No, go put that back in there. That's glass, bud.
Wait, what do you have against glass, man?
In your pocket. It's sharp, man.
The founder of Hilltop Artists, Kathy Kaparik, recruited Piercy more than 17 years ago. In the early 1990s, the growing number of boys involved in gangs in Tacoma concerned her. So Kaparik, who died 3 years ago, started the nonprofit with glass artist Dale Chihuly.
Her vision was to start this after-school program. And the deal was that we were going to do glass, and that was kind of a dangerous substance. It was hot. It was kind of exciting and dangerous. And so that was the hook to sort of get the kids interested and get them in the front door. Kathy and I, a lot of times at the end, when we'd close down, we would get into her car and we would basically drive around Hilltop and we would talk to kids. And so we started recruiting that way.
At first, it was a challenge to earn the trust of these kids, but eventually, more started to show up.
Some of them were ex-gang members. Some of them were wannabe gang members. They would come in the mornings because we would have breakfast stuff. And so they would come in and eat breakfast and then they would blow glass.
Today, Hilltop Artists serves more than 550 students a year. And Travis Johnson, who started out as a student, is still there as a volunteer.
When I first got the blowpipe and got that first gather of glass, it was just me and that piece. And I looked at it like, what can I possibly do to make it into how I feel right now? Do I feel like a wavy bowl full of mixed emotions? Or do I feel like a structured vase just standing tall and elegant because I did, you know, such a great job on my quiz today? Or do I just want to make a little paperweight since I'm not feeling too great today because I didn't do well in class? From that first gather, you can pretty much make anything.
Glass blowing is as much about the individual artist as it is about teamwork. At the hot shop, Isaac Russaw is an advanced glass art student. He's in a team with two other young men.
Pitch it. All right.
They're working with dangerous tools and equipment. Furnaces more than 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit. Gas blow torches. Sharp tools. And long blowpipes with molten glass.
I trust these gentlemen with my life because in this environment, you know, you could get severely hurt or possibly killed if you're not paying attention. That's like key, you know, gotta trust everyone.
Various organizations regularly commission the production team at Hilltop Artists to create glass art for special events and auctions. Hilltop Artists also sells the glass art to the general public through annual sales and fundraisers. The glassblowers at Hilltop Artists say creating glass art wakes up something inside them. For Travis Johnson, glassblowing helps him focus.
It just makes me feel like I am in control of everything that happens in this moment, and I kind of adapted that so now I'm in control of everything around me, be it with school, my jobs, and my career path, family path, my friends. Like, I control that now.
Few of these students go on to become professional glass artists, but at least a few are actively seeking job opportunities in the field. One of them has even started his own glassblowing business, which Hilltop Artists is helping him grow. I'm Amber Espinosa, KPLU News, Tacoma.